Report of Assistant Superintendent Harry Scott, May 28, 1913. The following pages contain a correct copy of the report of Assistant Superintendent Harry Scott, dated May 28, 1913, and sent to the National Pencil Company on May 31, 1913, as Sturmsupton H.S. reports. Atlanta, Georgia, Wednesday, May 28, 1913. Today, Chief of Detectives Lanford and myself had an interview with the Negro James Conley again, and after about 4 hours questioning, we succeeded in having Conley make the enclosed statement to which he made affidavit. We stayed with Conley throughout the entire day, endeavoring to make clear certain points outlined in his statement, which we thought were a little far-fetched. Conley stated that he had no further statement to make today, and that what he had already told us was the truth. We were able to corroborate Conley's statement today by Mr. Darley and Mr. Holloway, two of the officials at the factory, and Conley explained to these two men the movements they made while they were in the factory on Saturday, April 26, 1913, and convicted both of these men that he, Conley, had seen both of them inside of the factory on that date. In reference to the statement made by the Negro regarding the girls Emma Clark and Corinthia Hall, the Negro Conley stated that he would not be sure that these two girls came into Mr. Frank's office when Mr. Frank put him inside of the wardrobe, and that he only had accepted Mr. Frank's word for it about the two women coming there. This could have been Mrs. J.A. White. It seems now that Conley is reaching the truth in this matter, and it will not be but a very short time when we are able to get a complete confession from him. Personally, from the Negro's actions, I do not believe that he had any part in the murder, but it is my belief that he knows more than he had already told us in this connection. However, we could not get him to change the enclosed statement. I discontinued at 7 o'clock p.m. Reported. Atlanta, 531-13-S.